from executive to professional non-executive director. Many executives dream of a portfolio career. Some visit specially designed courses and pay thousands to qualify and increase their chances of securing a seat at the top table. However, a relatively small number manage to create a strong portfolio and become a professional non-executive director. In this podcast, I'm delighted to talk with someone who has managed to carve out for himself a very fulfilling and rich non-executive director career. I'm talking with Ian Murray, who is chair of various mining companies like Jupiter Mines, Matador Mining, and on the board of BlackRock Mining. He's also director on charity and non-profit Miners Promise and Miners Promise Australia. Welcome to the Better Boards podcast series. I'm Dr. Sabine Demkowski, founder and managing partner of Better Boards. We make the boards of the most ambitious organizations more effective. Our mission at Better Boards is to contribute to creating better boards. We do this by providing clients with an evidence-based approach for board evaluations and board development programs. We have created an innovative digital board evaluation platform clients can use as part of a fully facilitated board evaluation or for the internal evaluation. Large professional service firms are welcome to partner with us and use the platform as part of their own service offering. To fulfill our mission, we give a voice to all who care about creating better boards. Ian, thank you so much for making the time and contributing to the Better Boards podcast series.
Always a pleasure, Sabine. Great to be here.
Let's jump straight in. You were initially an executive chair and then CEO, managing director of a mining company in Australia. And you turned it from $10 million Australian dollar business to a $1 billion Australian dollar business. That's quite a track record, if I may say so. And surely with this under your belt, you could have easily got another executive role. What motivated you to switch and become a professional non-executive director?
Well, Sabine, it goes back to the year 2000. That's when I was first appointed as an executive director, as a chief financial officer. I progressed quickly from that to CEO and managing director in the mining space. So I've been a director at this level for the last 20 years. I then made the decision it's time to diversify my experience across a number of companies, move to non-executive roles, and through that, mentor and build the next wave of executive directors coming through.
Wow. And it didn't have an appeal to take on another executive role?
I'd been doing it for 20 years. I'm now in my 50s. And what I really do enjoy is being across a number of different companies. Diversity is good. So different companies at different stages of development, different geography, different commodities. I find that very exciting and interesting as the next step in a career. Then obviously added to that is helping build and guide new people who are first into their roles as executive directors or wanting to move into executive director roles.
We hear from many, many executives who struggle to establish a really successful non-executive director portfolio. Can you tell us a little bit how you have done it and what has really helped you?
I think the key thing, Sabine, is getting your strong base as an executive director, doing well, focusing on your job, having a successful career, because you then get better known in the industry, you get sought after for non-executive roles. So be good at what you do, learn as much as you can in that executive role. Also, don't be focused just on what your core skill set is. But if anybody wants to become a chief executive or as a non-executive, you need to learn to be a jack of all trades and understand what's required across the full spectrum of the board. So that's what you have to build up when you're in your executive director role. Once I decided to become a non-executive, it was just talking through the networks that I have in Australia, letting people know what I was looking at, the types of companies, the different stages of development. As I mentioned previously, diversity, I think, is good, not just at board level, but also in terms of a portfolio of companies that you're looking after. You don't want to be on three or four of companies doing exactly the same thing. There's conflict of interest there. So for me, it's different commodities, different geography, different stages of development.
You talked quite a bit about your executive career. What do you think, how important is a successful executive career for establishing then a successful non-executive career?
Yeah, no, it is very important because you need to have your grounding, your core skill set established. So for me, firstly, I am a chartered accountant, but then I moved into the mining space, and then I've had 20 years or 25 years now in the mining space. So I do understand the industry, but I come into that industry with a financial perspective, looking at how to improve the business, how to improve the bottom line for shareholders, and how to drive shareholder value. So absolutely, focus on your executive career, get as much as you can out of it so that you're a broader based person when you move into your non-executive roles.
And I noticed that all your non-executive director roles are in the mining industry, in different commodities, but all in the mining industry. How important is industry know-how and the focus on a specific industry in your view for establishing this net portfolio?
Yeah, Sabine, it is important. So you need to understand the industry that you're operating in. But as we are all seeing nowadays, boards are diversified. You have different skill sets on boards. So you don't want everybody with the same skill set on one board. So it is important to understand the industry that you are a non-executive director on. But in some places, you have a director who's there because they're an ESG specialist, and they bring that knowledge to the board because nobody else on the board has that knowledge. Or you've got the person that chairs the audit committee, so they'll have the financial expertise. So you need to understand the industry in, but more important than that, you bring your specific skill set into that board and you play your part on that board as the specialist in that area.
How difficult was it for you to switch from executive to non-executive?
It takes discipline because as an executive, you're rolling up your sleeves, you're getting involved. And as the cliche goes, you're getting hands-on involved in the kitchen. As a non-executive, you need to remember all the time to take a step back. Your role there is to provide guidance and to mentor the executive team. But at the same time, you need to have your radar operating so that when you see things going off track by the management team, you can make advice and you can step in and make changes as soon as possible before things go badly off track. So it does take discipline to learn what the role is of a non-executive versus what the role is of an executive. It's challenging at times.
And what are the three things you had to learn in making this transition?
The three things would be, as I mentioned, the cliche, keep out of the kitchen, the first thing. Second one is your role as a non-executive is to look after shareholders, but also to guide and mentor the executives. And the third point is that what I mentioned about the radar, even though you a non-executive hands off from the day-to-day running of the business, you need to be alert and to be able to pick up when things are going off track. Because when things go off track, shareholders hold you accountable for things going off track. So you need to be able to implement and bring about change and correction as soon as possible. Because once things are too far off track, it's very costly and time-consuming to bring things back on track.
No, our listeners are always eager to really learn from people who are inside the boardrooms, and they're eager to understand what good really looks like. So let's go through a couple of questions here. What should, in your view, a really impactful non-executive director do during board meetings?
Well, Sabine, in the board meeting, the most important thing is to listen and to engage. You're there to get the updates and the presentations from the range of the management team that are presenting. You need to process that information and then come up with your insightful and probing questions. What haven't the management team been telling you? What other information should the non-executives be aware of that hasn't been presented to you? Look for the gaps in the information. But having said that, focus on the macro and not the micro, because if you focus on the macro, you're just going to go back into the trenches with the management team, whereas as a non-executive, you're going to be focusing on the big picture. What's driving the company forward? How can you add more value for shareholders in running that company? And the final thing is just try and be more strategic in your thinking than operational. When you're in the management team, the C-suite, it's very operationally focused. But as a non-executive, you need to move up to that more strategic level and getting the management team to be across all the operational issues.
So simple. And in a lot of cases, it goes so badly wrong.
Yes.
And what do you think, now to ask the other way around, a really impactful non-executive director should not do during a board meeting?
Yeah, that's a difficult one, Sabine. So yeah, just thinking about that, I think the first thing is don't be critical. The way you ask your questions don't put them across in a critical way. The management team have put a lot of effort into their presentations, what they've put into the board packs. So go through it, but ask helpful questions. Don't ask critical questions. Second thing is don't be distracted in a board meeting. Don't be on your phone or on emails. Focus, concentrate, give the executive team 100% of your attention. And then another comment would be, don't just focus on the CEO. Normally, the CEO will have different members of their management team presenting their sections. Engage with those management team as part of their development as they learning to present to the board. And some of them may have aspirations to move up to CEO in their careers later. So focus on them. Don't just focus on the CEO.
Excellent insights here. Lots to take away for our listeners. So thank you so much. Moving to the time in between the board meetings. What do you do in between the board meetings, and what should really an impactful non-executive director do?
Well, Sabine, that's probably the most important time, because in between board meetings, there's a lot of reading to be done and a lot of research to be done. You'll have questions that have come from the previous board meetings that you want to go away and research. You'll be engaging with management, asking them further follow-up questions and issues of clarity. There might be pieces of work that's been delegated to you from the board to do work on in between the board meeting. So that's all the stuff that keeps you busy in between board meetings. I would also add to that, that probably every 1 hour of a board meeting, you've probably got 3 or 4 hours of preparation time before the board meeting. So it's not a, certainly not a lifestyle job being a non-executive. It is a full-time job and you have to take it seriously in the preparation time in between board meetings.
No, in pre-COVID times, I heard a lot of headhunters here in the UK, or I saw a lot of adverts for non-executive directors that allocated basically 20 days of work in a year. Do you think, how long does it take you on average for each company you are involved in?
My rule of thumb is a non-executive role is 1 day a week. So that's 50 days a year. Chairman role is 2 days a week. So that would be 100 days a year. So that's my rule of thumb. Other people have different numbers, but as I mentioned, the preparation time between board meetings is important.
Fantastic. Coming to the end of our discussion, what are the three things our listeners shall take away from this podcast?
So the first thing, Sabine, is a non-executive, it's a career. It's not a lifestyle. So you have to take it seriously. You have to put in the investment in between board meetings, speaking to management, making sure you're going into that board meeting with all the homework that you should have done. Second one is time commitment is very important. As mentioned, for every hour of board meeting, there's a number of additional hours required to prepare for that meeting, and you have to invest that time to do your job properly. And the final thing is your role as a non-executive, you're responsible for all shareholders, not yourself. You're responsible for all shareholders. So when you're listening to things and making decisions, take into account what would shareholders be wanting to be doing in this situation.
Thank you so much for your insights. It was really great. Thank you so much for contributing to the Better Boards podcast series.
Thank you, Sabine. As mentioned at the beginning, always a pleasure.
How can we help you and your board? We at Better Boards are always delighted to hear from you. Get in touch. info@better-boards.com. Thank you for listening.